Blog Talk Radio.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. See you high and lifted up, shine.
I want.
Hallelujah.
I want to see you. I want to see you.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hello, UCA members and visitors. Welcome to this edition of UCA Radio, where you will find music and a message. I am your host, Pastor T. Meyer McCain of Church of Jesus Christ Ministry, which, by the way, is located at 869 North Euclid Avenue, Upland, California, 91786. Our services start at 1:30 p.m. every Sunday. Once again, it's 869 North Euclid Avenue in Upland, California, 91786. And our services starts at 1:30 p.m. every Sunday. So come and join us. Worship with us. You will be blessed, okay? All right, now call, text, or inbox all your friends and family members and tell them to dial in for this special edition of UCA Radio. The number to dial in is 646-668-8537. You can leave them a message and leave that number and tell them to dial in as soon as they can, okay? Or you can just look for my post on Facebook, Twitter, Alignable, or Instagram. Just click on the link where you see the post of today's show in order to listen from your computer, okay? And on Facebook, you can just click on the link or the picture, and you can listen to it this whole week, okay? The same show. You can click and listen to the entire show from your computer for the whole week. All righty? Okay, also remember, tune in to The Message of Life with T. Meyer and Tusila McCain on HSBN.tv and on Facebook Live tomorrow, actually, okay, Tuesday. So, at around about 2:30, 2:33, somewhere around in there, you just go ahead and go to Facebook Live, and you'll see Pastor T. Meyer McCain and Pastor Tusila McCain on HSBN.tv and on Facebook Live. All righty? Okay. You can catch, if you miss it for tomorrow, you can always catch The Message of Life with T. Meyer and Tusila McCain on YouTube and many other apps anytime this week. Okay? So join us. You will be blessed. All righty? Don't go away. We'll be right back with our message today called Destined for Greatness. Our message today, Destined for Greatness. So don't go away. We will.
Put your dope,
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You're listening to UCA Radio, where you will find music and a message. Our message today is Destined for Greatness. Father God, we thank you for the opportunity, the honor, the privilege of presenting your word to the people. And now, Lord, we ask that you open the hearts of the people and their minds that they may receive you, Lord. Hear your word. Help them to hear you, Lord. Speak to them, Holy Spirit, so that you can give them even more than what I'm giving them on this very day, at this very moment. Bless them in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Destined for greatness. You are destined for greatness. Are you a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you truly a disciple of the Lord? Do you love him? Do you? If so, you are destined for greatness. Have you ever asked yourself or even heard other people say, why do I exist? You know, some people really trip off of that. Why do I exist? What am I here for? Who am I? What is my destiny? What is my purpose? People have asked these questions before. You know, some people, I remember, let me take you back a little bit. I remember when I was in high school, and I was a freshman in high school, and I was in the classroom, and the teacher had left. And a senior, either, I think he came into the room, and he actually presented a question to all the students there. And his question was, how do you know you exist? And you would have had to be there to see how this really caused an uproar in the class. People was trying to tell him different reasons why they believe that they exist. And then he would come back and say, yes, but how do you know that? And it would just trip them out. People was really tripping about this. They were actually trying to figure out if they existed or not. You know, now I'm a freshman in high school, and I'm watching all of this, and it just hit me, you know, that, okay, well, why is everybody tripping? Because he gave you the answer by asking the question, how do you know? If you didn't exist, you couldn't know. Period. You know, but people were just tripping because people are actually asking questions. You know, as crazy as that seem or sound, people are asking questions like this, wanting to know who they are. Why are they here? What's their destiny? What's their purpose? Well, just think about it. There is a reason why God made you. There are answers to all these questions. As David said in Psalm 139, verse 14, he said, I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Verse 17 and 18, how precious also are your thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with you. Would God make you wonderfully and beautiful and fearfully made and intelligent and cover you with his glory and fill you with his love if he had no purpose for you? We were all created for greatness. Even Adam, the first God-man, was destined for greatness. He was destined for greatness. Although Adam was the first created man and covered with God's glory, he still was destined for greatness. Adam was made of the dust of the ground, but he was going to grow and continue to grow until he would become from above. Think about it. The beginning of Adam wasn't the end of Adam. He was to grow and continue to grow until he would become from above. He still had more growing to do. Adam had more growing to do. But, of course, you know, he didn't get a chance to complete everything because of the fall. He was destined for greatness until he disobeyed the direct commandment of the Lord in Genesis chapter 2, verse 17. It says, "But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die." And that's what happened. Adam never reached his full potential. Many Christians today do not reach their full potential, their ordained purpose. Why? Why, you may ask? Because many are sidetracked. They get tempted by their own lust, money, materials, perversions, the desire to be a success in the eyes of the world, a desire to be praised, looked up to, admired, and even worshipped, a desire to be popular, well-known all over the world. Many have been pulled or lured off of the path that leads them to their full destiny, to a path of destruction, which is the path to hell. As it is written in Matthew chapter 7, verse 13, "Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat." These are the people who are choosing their own way, or the way of others, or the way of demons. Verse 14, "Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." Think about it. Few people can find this pathway to life, but yet the majority of people, and I'm talking Christians here, can find that pathway to destruction. You see, the ones who have found the pathway to life, these are those who have come to the revelation that their destiny is in the Lord Jesus Christ, because he is the way, the truth, and the life. These are those who have discovered their destiny. They are completing their journey. They are completing the book that God has written for them. Is this you? Is it really? Is it you? And although the path is narrow, it's worth the walk, because the reward is greater than any of us could ever imagine. The reward is great. Yes, the pathway is narrow. The pathway, it can get kind of hard because it requires discipline, dedication, devotion, and love toward God the Father and Christ Jesus the Son. And it requires you to really have your mind set on the Lord. Yes, that pathway, that narrow pathway, it can be kind of tough at times. But those who are on the broad way, which is, like I said, almost 90% of the world, or probably 90% of the world, maybe 95, they're tempted to find their own path, walk their own walk, and forsake the Lord. You never reach your ordained destiny when you do that, when you try to find your own way, when you turn and reject the Lord, turn your back on the Lord. You will never reach your destiny, your God-ordained destiny. You never complete the book that God has written for you. However, there are many people in Scripture who reached their destiny on earth. They lived their life, but they completed the book, their book that God has written for them. And now they're waiting to move on into greatness in the kingdom realm of God. Like, for example, Abraham. Abraham was destined for greatness. He went from not being a father at all to being a father of a nation, the nation of Israel, and then becoming a father of many nations. And that promise is still being fulfilled today by Jesus Christ. Genesis 17, verse 5. The Lord is saying this to Abraham. He said, "Neither shall thy name any more be called Abram, but your name shall be Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made you. What a blessing just to know that the Messiah, the Son of the living God, would come forth out of your seed, from out of your descendants. That was the blessing for him. Moses was destined for greatness. He went from being born a Hebrew slave to delivering the children of Israel out of Egypt and move on to become Moses, the lawgiver. And on, you know, the story of Moses can go on and on. Joshua went from being a servant to Moses to leading the people out of the wilderness and on into the land of promise. Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister or servant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give unto them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that your soul or the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. Moses had laid his hands on Joshua before he died. Moses was not allowed to go into the promised land himself because he didn't glorify the Lord in the presence of the congregation. I don't think many people understand that. Moses was allowed to see the promised land, but he couldn't enter in with the rest of the children of Israel, that generation, because he did not glorify the Lord in the presence of the congregation. But he lifted himself up in a fit of anger and smote the rock twice in order to bring forth water for the people in the wilderness. You see, the people had got on, basically, the people had got on Moses' last nerve. So, I mean, he was just frustrated with them. He was angry with them. And they was demanding water and demanding this and that. And Moses got so upset. He said, must we bring forth water from this rock? And he smote the rock twice. And he said, must we bring water? Well, we didn't bring no water, Moses. It was the Lord. So he didn't glorify the Lord, and he disobeyed. All he was supposed to do was smite the rock once and then simply ask for water from that point on. And that rock that followed them in the wilderness was none other than the Lord Jesus Christ, the rock of our salvation. Moses asked the Lord. When the Lord told him that he would not go into the promised land, then Moses asked the Lord to raise a person up over the people in his place. And the Lord hearkened to the voice of Moses and chose Joshua. This is in Numbers chapter 27, verses 18 through 20. And the Lord said unto Moses, take thee Joshua, the son of Nun, a man in whom is the Spirit, and lay your hand upon him, and set him before Eleazar the priest, and before all the congregation, and give him charge in their sight. And thou shalt put some of your honor upon him, that all the congregation of the children of Israel may be obedient. Joshua had no idea he was destined for greatness. He was successful in bringing the children of Israel into the promised land. Gideon went from being the least in his father's house and fearful to becoming a great warrior. Judges chapter 6, verse 12. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with you, thou mighty man of valor. In other words, thou mighty warrior. Gideon delivered God's people from the bondage of the Midianites. He was destined for greatness. David, King David, he went from being the youngest in his father's house and from tending to his father's sheep to defeating Goliath, the giant, and then going on to become the king of all Israel. 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 3. So all the elders of Israel came to the king to Hebron, and King David, who at that time was just the king of Judah, made a league with them in Hebron before the Lord. and they anointed him king over all Israel. He went from being just a little guy, little young kid, tending his father's sheep to becoming the king all Israel. He was destined for greatness. Jeremiah was destined for greatness even before he was born. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. The Lord said to him, "Before I formed you in the belly, I knew you. And before you came forth out of the womb, I sanctified you. And I ordained you a prophet unto the nations." And again, the Lord confirmed his plan for Jeremiah in Jeremiah 29:11. The Lord says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you a future and a hope." Jeremiah lived his life as a free man. He lived his life as a free man. He was never taken into Babylonian captivity like the rest of them. Even Daniel was taken into Babylonian captivity, but Jeremiah didn't. He remained in the land, free. He was destined for greatness. After he had accomplished everything that the Lord had told him to do, the Lord let him to live the rest of his life as a free person. Even the baby Jesus, Jesus Christ himself, as a baby, God himself in the flesh, as a human, being born into this world as a baby, he was destined for greatness. He went from being a little helpless baby in subjection to Mary and Joseph to becoming a carpenter and then moving on to become the Savior of the world, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He went on to be lifted up and glorified, Matthew 28, verse 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." He was destined for greatness since before the beginning of time. Now we're talking about God himself as a human. The apostles went from being cowards to becoming heroes of the faith as the Pharisees and the religious leadership commanded them to stop speaking in the name of Jesus. Here's what they said in Acts chapter 4, verses 18 through 20. And they called them, the scribes and Pharisees and stuff, they called Peter and John and commanded them not to speak at all nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, "Whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye." Judge ye. In other words, they're saying, okay, we'll check this out. Now, should we obey you over God? You judge it. Who should we obey first, you or God? They're telling them, you judge it. And then they went on to say, "For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard." Christians, listen to me. God's true believers in this hour, you are destined for greatness. We have been appointed from before the day of our birth to be destined for greatness. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world." Destined for greatness even when we existed with God before the world was formed. We were with God before the world was actually formed. Romans chapter 8, verse 29, "For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren." To be conformed to the image of the glorified Jesus Christ is greatness. We are destined for greatness. We have gone from being ordinary common people to becoming kings and priests. Revelation chapter 5, verse 10, "And hath made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth." And also we are kings and priests, and although we are kings and priests, we are still in subjection to those who look after our souls. Yes, you are a king and you are a priest. But at the same time, we are in subjection to those that God has appointed to look after our souls. And Paul explains this perfectly as he shows us our King, the Lord Jesus Christ, that although he was an heir, he was still subject to others like his mother and his stepfather Joseph before he took on his office as king. If Jesus is subjected to others before his kingship, how much more are we to be subject to others before our kingship? As Paul explains to the Galatians in Galatians chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth not from a servant, though he be Lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of his father. Therefore, we are subject to those over us, like pastors, apostles, prophets, and even angels, and so on, until we step into our places as kings and priests. Now, when I name pastors and apostles and prophets, I'm talking about real, true pastors, apostles and prophets, evangelists, real true people, men and women of God. I'm not just talking about those who claim to be this or claim to be that. I'm talking about the real deal. We subject ourselves to those who are truly led by the Spirit of the living God. And we step in, and we're there until we step into our places as kings and priests. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 through 13. And he, God, gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for our perfection, for the work of the ministry. The ministry, that's God's ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Well, how long, Lord, have you given us these people, these apostles, prophets, evangelists, and pastors and teachers? For how long? And he answers, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Now, this is saying a lot. It's saying a whole lot. We have to measure up. We have to measure to the very stature of the fullness of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit, our God, has given us people that will help us move on into perfection like that. We are subject to angels who God gave charge over us for now until we step into our office as kings and priests. Psalm 91, verses 11 and 12. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. They shall bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. We must be looked after, trained, protected, and watched over until we have matured into true sons and daughters of God, true sons and daughters of God, manifested sons and daughters of God, and are able to step into our positions as true kings and priests. Our destiny is to bear the likeness and image of the glorified Jesus Christ. And in order to do that, we must be literally and completely changed. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, but we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. So never let it be said, any of you, never let it be said that you as a Christian have ever asked these questions. Who am I? Why do I exist? What's my purpose? What is my destiny? Because the answer is in the prophecies of the book. Your purpose, your destiny, and your overall reason for existing. It's all in the Bible. It's in the scriptures. It is in God's word who you are and what you are to become. You are destined for greatness. Greatness. Praise the Lord. Praise God in the highest. Hallelujah. Don't go away. We will be right back.
They say sometimes you win some, sometimes you lose some. And right now I'm losing bad. Stood on this stage night after night, reminding the broken it'll be alright. But right now, oh right now, I just can't. It's easy to say when there's nothing to bring me down. But what will I say when I'm held to the flame like I am right now? They say it only takes a little faith to move a mountain. Well, good thing, a little faith is all I have right now. God, when you choose to leave mountains unmovable, oh, give me the strength to be
You're listening to UCA Radio, where you will find music and a message. I'm Pastor T. Meyer McCain. Just like to thank everyone for tuning in. Here are the scriptures for the week. You might want to write them down. Revelation chapter 5, verse 10, and has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Praise the Lord. Also, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 through 13. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the fullness of Christ. And then we have Psalm 91, verses 11 and 12. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. They shall bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. And the last one, chapter 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. But we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into that same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Isn't that exciting? When you hear the word of God and you truly believe it, then it's truth. When you hear, because God is moved by our faith, our belief, our trust in him. He's moved by that. So when he presents his word and you believe it, then it works for you. It works in your surrounding, in your life. But you have to truly believe. You have to know that God is, and he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. We have to have faith in him, because without faith, it's impossible to please God. So if you know that your God is alive and that he is, he exists, he's real, then worship. Worship him and sing this song that's one of my favorites. My Redeemer lives.
Who taught the sun where to stand in the morning? And who told the ocean you can only come this far? And who showed the moon where to hide till evening? Whose words alone can capture falling stars?
Yeah, I was like Satan for you. I don't know if you guys heard that, but it was some interference that it came through, and I'm not sure how that happened. But we rebuke you, Satan, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you demon spirits that will not, that's trying to not allow us to come forth and to bring forth the word of the living God. We come against you in the name of Jesus Christ, and you will not touch anyone that's listening to this broadcast. You will not touch them or their family. I cast you away and out into outer darkness for the glory of God. Let everyone on this line be blessed greatly. Let them be blessed by the Spirit of the Lord, and let the blessing remain upon them now and forever. Thank you, Jesus. And if there's anyone out there who have not given their hearts to the living God, there's anyone out there that have not given your heart to God. And some of you might say, well, yeah, I'm saved. I already gave my heart to the Lord. Well, do it again, because you may have backslidden. You may have gotten a little bit off the path. And start again. But that's the good thing about the Lord. You can always start over, and he will receive you. So have a heart of repentance and start over. Just repeat after me. Oh, Father God. Come on. Repeat after me. Oh, Father God, I repent. And I ask you to forgive me for all of my sins. I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe that he died on the cross and that you raised him from the dead. I accept and receive the Lord Jesus Christ in my life as my Lord, Savior, and King. And I believe that he is the Son of the living God. Now I ask, O God, that you accept me in your life. Let me be a child of God. And Lord, live your life through me. In Jesus' holy name I pray. Amen and amen. That's it. It is done. Now, the final thing that I would tell you to do is find a good Bible-believing church, Holy Spirit-filled, God-fearing church, and a pastor, a God-fearing pastor, and or even a true Christian friend. Go to them or family members so that you can get baptized. It's important that we get baptized. Get a Bible, read and study it. This is very important that you do this. Spend quiet and personal time with the Lord Jesus. Spend private, personal, quiet, intimate time with Jesus Christ in prayer, praise, and worship. You can praise him and worship him by yourself as well as with other fellow believers. And then, as a matter of fact, spend time with other believers collectively so that you can be strengthened, okay? You will be just fine. Just do that, and then you will continue to grow for the glory of God. You will continue to grow, and you will no more be a victim, but you will be victorious because you have the victory. Amen. You have the victory. The victory in Jesus. Thank you for tuning in. Tell your friends and family members to tune in to UCA Radio every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific time. That's 6 p.m. Eastern. And just tell them, because we're a worldwide radio program. So, you know, our time, you know, that we come on is all over the place, because you can reach us anywhere in the world. You can dial the number 646-668-8537 or wherever you are in the world. And if you happen to see the post of any of our UCA shows, just go ahead and click on it, and you can hear the entire program from beginning to end, okay? So praise the Lord. Thank you. Tell your friends and family to tune in and listen. We will always come with you with a message and music for the glory of God. And remember, the message of life for tomorrow on Tuesday, it'll come in. We'll come on Facebook Live and also on HSBN.TV. And also on Wednesday nights, we have Christian Talk with T. Meyer and Tasila. Sometimes we have special guests that joins us. And sometimes we have what we call TNT time, the special message from T. Meyer and Tasila. So be sure to tune in. We've got ministry coming at you. And it's important for us to get the word out to the public. We have to get the word out, because things are really rapidly changing. And we've got to hold on to the Lord Jesus Christ. So we encourage you to hold on to Jesus with all that is within you. And we try to keep these messages going out so that you can be strong. Build up your faith and trust in the Lord, because it will save your life. Read his word. Meditate on his word. Meditate on him. Spend quiet time with him. Pray, worship, praise him every chance you get. And hold on tight and keep believing. Don't stop believing. And remember, we walk by faith, not by sight. So it doesn't matter what the surroundings are and what's going on in your life. Keep your eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. God bless you all, and I will see you all in the spirit next week. Bye-bye.